around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, April 5th, 2025. We're glad to have all of you tuned in via our 600-plus radio stations across the USA. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so already today you've heard the Chief Travel Leader conversation with Ask the CEO Zane Kirby. RJ shared the latest Open Road and the New York Auto Show that's coming in the D Block last hour. We already talked layovers. We just talked the Papal Jubilee that's underway and traveled to Rome with Martina Gatti. I've had a lot more. Now, as the fastest 2 hours in travel gets going for these next 60 minutes, all things aviation is going to have our attention, Mary. We're joined by three familiar guests for today's preferred travel panel. Who are they?
Yes, it'd be nice to have all three of these guests together with us today. So joining us for today's PTP, we have Richard Abulafia, Managing Director at Aerodynamic Advisory. We have Michael Taylor, Managing Director with J.D. Power. And Captain Ross Amer, CEO of Aero Consulting Experts.
Hello, guys. Nice to have you back with us on America's number one travel radio show.
No, just a great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you very much. First time we're doing this. This is a new segment this year, so I think this is our third installment of it right now. All right, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we'll get right into it. We're going to start with Boeing. I think that's a good place to start. Earlier this week, their CEO was on Capitol Hill. He told government officials that Boeing will not ramp up production until it's confident it has a stable production system in place. You know, as we've talked about on the show, the company is years behind in their production schedule. Since Kelly Ortberg, though, has taken on the CEO role, and I think it was last August or so right now, he seems to be riding the ship, and we applaud the company's efforts to do the right thing for the flying public and its all of its airline customers. Now, he is hopeful of getting back to at least 38 deliveries a month sometime this year. I'm sure a lot of airline CEOs, if some of them are out there listening, they will be very happy if that's the case. Richard, since this is very much in your wheelhouse, we're going to start with you. Give us your current read on Boeing and what we can expect from them moving forward.
Yeah, I share your enthusiasm for the new leadership and applaud his efforts. And I think he did a pretty good job on the Hill the other day. You know, you got the right guy at the helm, and I think he's been making a few good appointments, too. Hopefully that will continue. Now, we have the other problem, though, that according to the agreement with the FAA, basically each 737 MAX that rolls off the line has to be hand-certified by the FAA. And that is a major challenge because of resources at the FAA. You know, you've got DOGE basically cutting an awful lot in government agencies. This is one of those government agencies where we need more, not less. So I am concerned, and they've been running a bit behind. Some of that is their own doing. Some of it might be resources at the FAA. But basically, until they can demonstrate to the satisfaction of those FAA observers that they can get to a cadence of 38 and do so in a way that's safe and effective, there's uncertainty. So hopefully by the end of the year, that'll be cleared up. Again, you've got the right people at the top, and they are making solid progress.
Well, that's a good report.
All right. Michael or Ross, anything you want to add to the current realities with Boeing? Ross?
I'll yield to Ross right now.
Ross has a comment. I
go ahead, Ross.
Agree 100% with the gentleman in regards to the staffing levels at the FAA. That's extremely important in case of Boeing. And the other thing that I might add is that the new CEO and the board has to make peace with their labor. Because in the past, Boeing's biggest problem was that they basically went into war with their labor in the Pacific Northwest. And now they still need quality control, but it's mostly quality of life with their labor.
Well, that's a good point, Ross. We saw that last year with the strike and so forth, no question. I do think they're making some inroads there, hopefully.
So I want to touch something else that's going on with Boeing. And, Michael, I guess we can start with you with this one. So, you know, not only are they obviously very important to the commercial aviation sector of travel, but of course they are very historically important to the defense and space industries as well. And it was about a week and a half ago that we got word that the Trump administration and Pentagon moved to ensure the long-term viability of Boeing, hopefully awarding them the contract for America's most expensive fighter jet in history, dubbed the Stealth F-47. It's going to be built in St. Louis, which was part of the operations Boeing acquired when they took over McDonnell Douglas nearly 30 years ago now. The fact that the contract is cost plus gives them kind of a guarantee that they will certainly make some sort of profit in addition to spend. But besides giving our military a state-of-the-art new build aircraft, I would think this would have a positive effect on Boeing. Michael, any thoughts on that?
Well, if we're talking about the traveling public, I think that one of the problems that the new CEO has got to address is the sort of the drift away from what used to be the core engineering mission of Boeing, which was to create, you know, the cutting edge commercial aircraft. And they've had a lot of problems introducing new models. And obviously the MAX fiasco a few years ago didn't help them at all. And so it's great that they're getting these government contracts and they're, you know, creating cutting edge defense technology, which hopefully will work and will come in on budget and on time. They do need to pay a little bit more attention, at least from the traveling public's point of view, on creating the next best aircraft, which used to be their mission for many, many decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, Rudy, do you want to go in a direction? We'll stay on this topic a little bit.
Well, that's really sort of taking off from the gentleman's last comment. Is there an aircraft in the works at either Boeing or Airbus that has got you guys excited?
Yeah, let's go Richard first. We'll go the same order, Richard, Ross, and then Michael. We've got about 2 minutes in this.
Well, I agree with my co-panelist completely about the need to get in touch with their engineering roots and move forward. They've had the idea of a mid-market jet for about a decade now. A mid-market jet from a traveler standpoint, if nothing else, along with America's commercial aerospace business, is hugely important because Airbus has been racking up thousands of orders with the A321neo XLR and LR. And you know what? Boeing could do a much better version of the same concept very quickly. They just have to move forward on it.
Yeah,
they have a plan. Hopefully they'll fund it.
Ross, real quick on that.
Yes, we need a clean sheet design. Max debacle showed us that you can't keep stretching the same old technology over and
that's
over.
That's for sure. And Mike, Michael?
I would say they need to inspire their workforce, their engineers, to come up with the next big thing, which they used to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, and Richard knows this. I'm a big fan of the old 757. I wish we had something like that again, and we're still waiting for the 777X. So, all right, we are going to come up on a hard break, guys, and we really appreciate you being here. So we're going to ask you to stand by, and when you know we come back, we'll mix things up some more. We'll get into some other matters involving the airlines. And then in our H block, which will come up after the bottom of the hour, we'll go rapid fire, which is a fun segment that everybody seems to be enjoying. That'll be after our bottom of the hour break. So right now, folks, that music tells us we're going to send things back to Bobby down there in Dallas at our network command center. Today's preferred travel panel is going to continue after this quick sponsors break. We're back in a quick 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They'll also let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus you'll get free shipping here in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that we are indeed. Thank you, Craig. As today's preferred travel panel continues for the G Block, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
So fairly soon, we're going to announce how you can travel with us in Seabourn in 2026 and where we're all going to be going. But for those of you who want to travel with us aboard the Seabourn Quest this August, come join us in Alaska for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise. This August trip is going to bring you a lot of fun and adventure. It's the Inside Passage. And for this trip, book before the end of this month and enhance your trip with suite upgrades and shipboard credits.
Yeah, which you can use on a lot of different things. Folks, you can choose from either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. You can get all the information today and book your travels on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you go there, at the top of the homepage, you're going to see something that says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. Secure your spot with us, start packing, and as Mary said, we will tell you where we're going to be going in 2026, which is pretty exciting, in the coming week. So now back to today's travel panel. We've got Richard Abalafia, Michael Taylor, and Captain Ross Amer with us for our aviation travel talk. Guys, you know, you just heard us talking about one of our show sponsors in Seabourn last April in the North Atlantic from Isle of Man and Kirkwall, again in November in the Mediterranean from Palma de Mallorca, and just 3 weeks ago down in Grenada, we broadcast this show live from their ships as part of our big Let's Go America tour events. In each instance, we successfully transmitted back to Bobby in Dallas. We used Elon Musk's Starlink satellite service for that. It worked great. This week, United Airlines, a company I know, Ross, that you know well from all your flying years with them as a captain on the various Boeing jets, well, they announced FAA approval for Starlink-equipped aircraft with its first flights with Starlink. I think it's set to begin in May. The day of packing a newspaper or reading a magazine, I guess they're long over, unfortunately. Not having internet service on a plane these days can be certainly aggravating. So let's hear your thoughts about Starlink coming to aircraft. I'd say it's a win for United. Ross?
Absolutely. I love new technology. I'm a gadget man, and it's about time that we kind of throw away that old-fashioned onboard system and take advantage of the technology and the Starlink.
Okay. All right, Michael, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the biggest problem that they've had in previous generations of onboard Wi-Fi systems is just having enough space to put it in. So, years ago I was talking that this problem is going to be solved, and we'll be able to have internet access on very small aircraft like the Embraer 175.
And that's where they're going to start, by the way. Correct. Just, I want to correct that. Yeah. That's where they're starting on their regional jets.
Okay, yes. And so that's a big win for this industry, because that's where they need it the most. That's where people feel the need to be connected the most, is on those smaller aircraft.
Yeah, I agree. And Richard, any thoughts on this? And I'll just add, before you say that, Delta announced this week on their transatlantic flights that they're going to be offering free Wi-Fi. So that's another advantage that's coming.
Yeah, Delta has really led the way in free Wi-Fi access, and others are following with messaging and hopefully with Wi-Fi too. But, KU band Wi-Fi access, I think, is going to be universal. We'll all be connected at all times. So leave it to people whether they feel that's uniformly always going to be a great thing. But it is certainly nice to have if you're in work mode.
Yeah, you're never getting away anymore.
No,
Richard.
We're not going
never
back. Happened. All right. So, Mike, I'm going to direct this question to you first, but Richard and Ross, feel free to jump in after Mike. So I know we've talked about airports and airport experiences both on air and off air with you, Mike, and certainly those of us who spend as much time as we do in airports, we've seen the dramatic increase in the quality of the restaurants and the shops, certainly good revenue makers for the airports. Despite the airlines making it more difficult to access them, you do see a lot of travelers in airport lounges. They're crowded these days. And I do think airports have become smarter at finding ways to create these stronger new revenues through enhanced and really upscale restaurants, bars, and shopping. I'm curious to know if you and the J.D. Power team follow these types of airport revenues and their impact on the overall travel experience. And just overall, I'd like to hear your opinion on what airports are offering travelers these days.
Well, we absolutely track this. This is the biggest trend that's happened in airports in the last 20 years. And if you look at the revenue streams for airports themselves, actually making money off the aircraft and the landing fees is like number three or number four. The top three for most airports these days is, believe it or not, parking, rental car charges, and food, beverage, and retail. And they figured out that, you know, people just don't want to do the quick thing. They also want to have something while they're in that experience that they can't get anywhere else. And we find a really high correlation between those airports that are number one in food, beverage, and retail in their category, you know, mega airports, medium airports, large airports. And those are the folks that, you know, nine times out of 10 win the award for J.D. Power. So there's a really high correlation. It's a win-win. People like the food, beverage, and service. And you know what? They spend more money while they're there. Mm-hmm. So it's great for the airport and actually great for the traveler.
Richard?
Yeah, total agreement. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm quickly coming up with my list of things I'm looking forward to when I go to airports. And there are some that have really led the way. Kudos to SeaTac in Seattle. Boy, they've been great with retail and food. But even the, you know, even LaGuardia is looking pretty good these days.
That's
I can't
true.
Imagine
yeah.
saying that. But I really do think it's a competitive differentiator.
So, Captain Ross, any thoughts on that?
Yes. I'm all for good service and food. The beverage part kind of troubling because we hear all the bad things that are happening these days on board because of overconsumption of alcohol. At 7 o'clock in the morning, the guy is already buzzed, gets on the airplane, forgets that altitude affects amount of alcohol absorption in your blood. And next thing you know, we have a diversion due to violence and somebody going crazy.
Yeah, pilot perspective. I appreciate you brought that up. Yeah.
Rudy, where do you want to go?
Well, let's talk about Southwest. The CEO, Bob Jordan, has been on this program talking to us, and we've talked to Elliott Investment Management's impact on how this dropping of Bags Fly Free might affect them. They're also cutting the number of routes. You think Southwest is doing a smart thing, and how are they going to compete against what's their differential between them and the other three big ones?
Let's go Michael first on that.
Well, I could spend probably a half hour on this topic, but yes, as far as satisfaction and loyalty goes, there will be a negative effect. We see that very often in our J.D. Power study, that when a new fee is introduced, even though there's no such thing as a free lunch, you were paying for that bag before, now it's just being called out, and it's a revenue generator for the airline themselves. Yes, there is going to be an impact. There's going to be a regression of Southwest satisfaction to the mean of the other airlines that they compete against.
Richard?
I completely agree, and I'm pretty concerned about this. Rudy says it best, what's the differentiator with the others? And they're not a big, you know, one of the three big legacy hub and spoke folks that offer complete and comprehensive service. They no longer have that culture thing. I once met Herb Kelleher and heard him talk about the importance of culture. That appears to be going away. I'm really concerned. I wish you the best.
Should they have just slid the baggage fee into the ticket price and just raised
Absolutely.
Ticket prices and but still have that slogan of bags fly free?
Absolutely right. Yeah.
So Ross, from a competitive standpoint, obviously your years with United, I mean, what are your thoughts on as you look at Southwest?
Well, I'm sure United and American and Delta are enjoying this change. But, you know, speaking of Herb Kelleher, the poor guy must be doing somersaults in his grave. What they've done to his beloved airline, the fantastic experience of Southwest, which was unique in the world. And I'm afraid this will have a negative effect. Southwest is, as we know, it's not doing it great these days. And this was another
bad thing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and when we see what's going on, again, you know, with David Neeleman and Breeze, and we obviously Allegiance out there, and Avelo, and all the other companies, I mean, there certainly is a lot more competition. I mean, JetBlue clearly. But, all right, really quick for you on this, and we'll go reverse, Ross, and then Richard, and then Michael. You know, is there an airline or airport that you've experienced this year that's just surprised you in a good way? And we've only got about 30-second answers on this.
I would say latest trip to LAX was a little comforting. There are a lot of new buildings going on, and once that rail system is in place, then we hopefully get rid of the congestion at the U.
Yeah, big change coming there.
Yeah.
Richard?
Yeah, again, still shocked by LaGuardia, right? I mean, that used to be the sort of ancient throwback Rust Belt airport, and now there's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Mary and I actually enjoy going
it's
there.
A shock.
And Mike, you know, you're here in the New York area with us, so that might be for you, but what say you?
Yeah, for me, the surprises are also LAX. It wasn't the hot mess that it's been for the last 2 years, so that's a good thing. They still have a long way to go. And the other one is just the environment at PDX, Portland, Oregon Airport, you know, which has really brought the Northwest into the airport in major ways from the floor to the ceiling. And it's really impressive.
Well, very much so. All right, well, panel, please stand by with us. We're going to go rapid fire next. Appreciate you guys being here with us today. As we pause for this bottom of the hour break, everyone, we still have three more segments coming your way today, including the Museum Gallery. That'll be happening towards the end of the show. Thanks for being part of the show today, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at amac.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, we absolutely welcome all of you back to today's live broadcast. For our H Block, we're about to go rapid fire with the preferred travel panel, but first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands with over 200 resorts in places like the Caribbean, Las Vegas, New York City, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, they provide premier travel experiences featuring spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
We're actually headed to one of their properties in Orlando next month for a big Let's Go America tour event. Folks, wherever travel takes you, find more information, go earn your Hilton Honors points there as well at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, back to today's preferred travel panel we go. Richard, Mike, and Ross, thanks for staying with us through that bottom of the hour break.
All right, so here we're going to go rapid fire, and here's how it works, guys. It's pretty simple. We're going to throw out some various things involving travel. We want the first thing to come into your mind, and we'll literally go rapid fire, as it says. So, Richard, we'll start with you. Favorite airline and why?
Oh, gosh, it's got to be Singapore just because you associate it with really long flights and really great service.
Like that. Mike?
I'd say Singapore Airlines for me. You know, going to Australia on them is a dream.
Interesting. All right. Captain Ross, this is a tough question for you, but what say you?
Well, I'm biased. I would say United Airlines, now the biggest airline in the world. They've made extreme improvements. 4 months on-time performance, number one. So I go with United.
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb here and presume that you all save more time for international flights when you're going to the airport. If your significant others were here on the line with us, they might say something else. But I'm curious to know, for domestic flights, are you last minute or well in advance to the airport? Captain Ross?
Well, as a crew member, I'm retired now. I had to be there an hour before, no matter what. So I was, and you know, I could still be exempt in going through the long lines.
But how are you as a passenger now?
As a passenger, I try to be on time.
Okay.
A little early.
Okay. Mike?
I'm always way in advance. It's a busman's holiday for me. I'm looking at things like the floor and the tile to grout ratio and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm there hours in advance.
I'm with you, Mike. All right, Richard?
Yeah, I've totally switched. Used to be like Larry Summers, you know, if you've never missed a flight, you're allowing too much time, but I've totally switched.
to me, Mary and I, this is an issue. I want to be there with as little amount of time possible. Mary wants to be there, like, you know, 3 days before. Anyway, Rudy, where do you want to go?
Well, what is something you three would like to see the airlines or airports bring back from the past besides bags free on Southwest?
We'll go this way. So, Richard?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Goodness. Great question. I mean, I guess I'll slightly say something I'd like to get rid of. Slimline bathrooms. God, they're awful. Bring back full-size bathrooms, please.
Okay. Appreciate that. Mike, what say you?
Believe it or not, I'd say smoking lounges. I'm a cigar smoker, so I would love to just, you know, spend that extra hour that I've got in the airport smoking a good cigar.
Captain Ross?
Curbside baggage checking, the old-fashioned way. That was in the good old days where you stepped out of your car and the gentleman picked up your bags and you checked it in right there.
I think, Rudy, you and I...
I used to use that all the time.
We'd like some magazines again in the club rooms. I mean, you know, because we're tactile like that, so I don't know.
I'd like newsstands to sell newspapers, too.
That's exactly. Well, that's where we are, so I don't know. All right, so, guys, what's the top dollar or your ceiling price that you would be willing to pay to stay at a resort? Michael?
Oh, per day, I'd say around $400 if it's really good and has a good golf course attached.
All right, so that's a good price. Richard?
Well, if it's international, I'd get up to 600, but domestic, probably 400, of course. Depends on the amenities and all the circumstances.
Ross?
Well, I'm used to get it for free on layover.
Free is good.
I love free.
Well,
right now, if you were going somewhere, you say, all right, they I'll book it, but then you're like, absolutely not, I'll keep looking. What's the price?
Domestically, about $300 to $400. Internationally, $600.
Okay.
Yeah, this came up only because some people are now paying over $1,000. And when Mary and I did that once, we were like, "It's ridiculous." But Mary.
All right. What's something you think travelers should know when flying that you think that they just should know that they don't? Ross?
Well, they should know that they better listen to what the flight attendants are telling them. Most of us ignore what they say, and recent incidents and accidents taught us that they are extremely important to safety and saving your lives. Mm-hmm. They're there to save your life.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Richard?
The importance of morale and culture, and this is true not just for the, you know, the crew, but also the air traffic safety and control culture.
All right.
Just important
Mike?
People getting along.
Yep, Mike?
That it only takes 15 seconds to put your bag in the overhead and sit down.
Yeah, exactly. And how about could we?
I do it normally in 8 seconds.
Yeah. And by the way, I would just throw out there, could we please dress properly, stop wearing the pajamas and open-toed shoes and so forth when we're flying.
Goodness.
I mean, it's not helpful. So, guys, listen, it went by quickly over three segments, 40 minutes of the show there. But thank you so much. Appreciate you being part of the Preferred Travel Panel. Have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, guys. All right. Next, Rudy is going to talk to a dog photographer, and then Robert and I are going to take you to Jacksonville, Florida for today's museum gallery. And we'd love to hear what you think of our panel. So contact us right on our show website and stick around for the rest of the show.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their SimpliSafe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. SimpliSafe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplisafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplisafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the program is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Well, the April 15th tax deadline is 10 days away, and it's coming on fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Maybe you can't pay the IRS. The IRS is aggressive when it comes to collections, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Waiting to get caught could make you look like a tax evader, and that wouldn't end well. Wage garnishments, bank levies, even property seizures are on the table. But it won't be as bad as you think if you deal with it now. However, going up against the IRS alone is a mistake, and that's why we urge you to take my advice and call the experts at Tax Network USA. They know the system inside and out and have an edge, a preferred direct line to the IRS. This means they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid, and that benefits you. So whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. Their attorneys and negotiators have already resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they'll step up to help you too. But you need to move fast, as April 15th is coming on fast. So talk with one of Tax Network USA's strategies today. It's free. And stop looking over your shoulder or worrying when the other shoe will drop. To put all this behind you, just call 800-958-1000. That's 800-958-1000. Or you can also visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry. Or as usual, go to rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors for a direct link. Well, do you like dogs? Our next guest really likes dogs. He likes them so much, he quit a corporate job to travel the world to photograph dogs. And so far, he's shot pictures of dogs in 18 countries, and he's still at it. He's John Fabiano. He's our guest and a photographer. And you can view many of his portraits on Instagram if you just look for Wags Around the World. All one word, Wags Around the World. John, welcome to the show. Where were you in life when you decided to leave a conventional career? And what was that career? And to pursue this passion?
Yeah, thanks for having me. At the time, I was working a career in tech sales that I did enjoy, but I had a calling to travel the world and photograph dogs that was really pulling me. And I got to the point where I just took off and left.
Now, I've heard of religious callings. You know, I've got to go do this. I've got to go to India, whatever. But a calling to photograph dogs, where do you think that originated from in your soul?
Yeah, it was. I really got into photography and photographing dogs. And as soon as the idea popped into my head, I really couldn't kick it. And I knew that I was at a point in my life where I could do it. And if I didn't, I was always going to regret it.
And you started out where?
My first country that I visited was Germany. I was there for about a month.
And when you're photographing dogs, are you looking? What are you looking for? What does a photographer's eye look for when photographing dogs?
So it's dependent. A lot of times I try and find that relationship between humans and dogs, which differs around the world in the different countries I go to. So I really like to just capture the dog in their natural state, whether that be a working dog, a stray dog, or a pet in someone's home.
Yeah, one of your more remarkable photographs is a dog surrounded by sheep in a field somewhere. I can't remember what country, but it was one of your many. You're in Netherlands now. Are you shooting dogs there?
Yeah, I'm actually here doing a lot of street photography here, just stopping people on the streets. I'm in Amsterdam, which is just an absolutely beautiful city and a great backdrop for photographing dogs.
Well, I was going to ask you, how do you find these dogs? Do you range things ahead of time because you see somebody's picture on Instagram with a dog, or you just land in the country and start looking around?
So it differs a little bit. Some countries I'll go to with a specific angle. So for example, I went to Australia for about 6 weeks and really focused on working dogs. That's probably where you saw my photograph of the dog with the sheep. In Germany, I was doing German Shepherd breeders. So I was visiting different breeders and their dogs. But a place like the Netherlands, I'm kind of open-ended and really I just look for unique relationships or sometimes just people walking the street with their dogs. And I stop them and ask them, hey, can I snap a photo of you and your dog?
Well, speaking of angles, in a piece CNN did on you, they mentioned that sometimes at the end of a day of shooting, your knees are sort of sore. Does that sort of implies, I mean, do you get down at ground level to shoot dogs usually?
Yeah, I'm almost always bent, and at certain instances, especially if I see a dog doing something, I'm down on my stomach. So there's a lot of moving around. I remember seeing a dog photographer once say, as low as you think you should get, you need to get lower than that. And it's always kind of stuck in my mind that you really have to get low to get on that dog's level.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, so very brief answer, but I know you divide your projects into four groups: wild dogs, working dogs, purebred dogs, and underdogs. But you'll shoot just dogs roaming streets of cities, right?
Yeah, really any dog, if it's in front of me, I'm going to take a photo of it.
And what's your next country?
That's up for grabs right now. I'm really not sure. I have a couple in mind that interest me, but at the moment, no initial plans. I'd probably be on the move within the next month or so, though.
John Fabiano is a photographer, and you can see his pictures of dogs around the world by going to Instagram and looking for Wags Around the World. John, really appreciate you joining us. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time today.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Before it's time for us to land today's show, the Museum Gallery awaits all of us, and we're sponsored by TakeLean.com.
Are you a yo-yo dieter? You diet, you lose weight, but you gain it all back, plus a few extra pounds, then you lose it, you regain it again and again. Not only is it frustrating, it can also be dangerous. As studies show, it can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and other health problems. Breaking free of your yo-yo diet pattern is a main reason doctors created Lean. This is a healthy supplement. It's not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. The science behind the product, it's pretty impressive. It's studied natural ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar, it helps control appetite and cravings, and it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy.
If you want to lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace, this product was created for you, folks. As a show fan, we'll help get you started with 20% off when you use promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Botanical gardens across the country are in bloom for spring and will welcome many visitors over the next few months. For today's museum gallery, we're headed to Jacksonville, Florida, as Kim Kuda-Dring, Director of Learning and Engagement at the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens, joins us now on our show hotline.
Hello, Kim. Good morning. Thanks for jumping aboard with us today for the museum gallery.
Good morning, Robert and Mary. How are you all doing?
We are well, thanks very much. Hopefully things are going well for you down there in Jacksonville today.
You know, it's sunny and 80. We cannot complain.
Well, that's great. So, all right, well, listen, you know, Jack, and by the way, Jacksonville certainly has become another area of Florida that travelers enjoy for sure. So I do want to start off with the famous Kummer Gardens, right? Their history goes back more than 100 years or so, and were created by one of Jacksonville's more prominent families. So I want you to give listeners tuned in around the country right now an idea of what visitors are going to experience in the gardens. Then we'll get into the museum, Mary, okay?
Sounds good.
So Kim, go ahead with that.
So we are called the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens, and the gardens really are part of the showstopper as far as landscape is concerned. The museum and our entire grounds, including the gardens, started when Nina Kummer died in 1958 and left everything to start a foundation to start the museum. Before then, this was their home place. The building is no longer here, but Nina was very much into gardening. They traveled around the world. She worked with famous landscape designers and architects, including Ellen Biddle Shipman, Ossian Cole Simmons, Thomas Meehan's and Sons, Olmsted Brothers firm. They developed English Garden, Italian Garden, Olmsted Garden. We're located right on the St. John's River, just south of downtown. Sometimes you can even see Everbank Stadium and hear the games from our property. So it's just this beautiful, idyllic, serene landscape of formal, beautiful gardens on the river that are associated with the Kummer family, who moved here from Michigan in the late 1800s, built their home here, and Nina really got into gardening. So that's how we came into existence. Yeah.
So, Kim, I know in addition to the gardens, there is, of course, the museum that has, like every museum does, a permanent collection. But I do want to give you an opportunity to talk about one of your traveling exhibits that you're hosting right now, Knowing the West. And it's organized in part from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas, who was actually featured as our first museum gallery here on the show way back in 2020. So share what's
wonderful
on tap. Yeah, they were our first one. So share what's on tap in this exhibit and how long you're going to have it before it moves to another museum.
Absolutely. So when people come to the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens, they can certainly experience the gardens. But then we have galleries of our permanent collection, as you mentioned. And then we're also bringing in new and different experiences through temporary exhibitions. Knowing the West features works from diverse artists who were making art in this 18th, 19th, and early 20th century in the American West. So we're thinking the Eastern, Western European male pioneer who might be coming and painting beautiful, idyllic landscapes. But then we also have pottery that was made by Black Africans in Texas. And they were one of the, you know, first organized groups that was making this work at the same time. And then we have Japanese artists who were depicting Yellowstone, Yosemite. Mm-hmm. We have women artists creating their own paintings, making cradles for their babies. So it's really a celebration of the many different communities of the American West that were active, and it challenges us to think a little differently about how do we know the West? Mm-hmm. What does that mean to us? What are our sources of information? And then how do our experiences evolve and change and our thoughts evolve and change once we experience this exhibition, which is more than 120 objects.
And when does it, you have it, I believe it just opened at your museum. How long will you have it?
We'll have it through August of this year. It's a little bit of a longer run, which means people traveling over the summer, it's a great time to stop in Jacksonville, visit the Kummer Museum. We also have lots of great amenities. We have two museum shops. We have a cafe. We're located near the Five Points area of Jacksonville, so there's other places
you've just added to shop
and dine.
You put out the welcome mat. So, folks, hopefully they do that. And you have other exhibits going on as well that are temporary. I know there's a movie poster one that I see looks interesting, but I do want to give the website because we're running out of time, unfortunately. Folks, you want to plan your own visit, find more information, you can do that at cummermuseum.org, and that's cummermuseum.org. So best wishes to you and the team, Kim. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We look forward to welcoming you soon.
Thank you, Kim. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the Cummer Museum, Mary, it's another thing to put on the list to go see. Well, that's a wrap, as the saying goes, folks. Until we return next Saturday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and all of our sponsors who help support this show. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.